Established in 1973, the Caribbean Community, CARICOM, is an organization of 15 Caribbean nations and dependencies. CARICOM's main purposes are to promote economic integration and cooperation among its members, to ensure that the benefits of integration are equitably shared, and to coordinate foreign policy. Its major activities involve coordinating economic policies, operating as a regional single market for many of its members, and handling regional trade disputes. In Jamaica, a body has been established to assess the benefits, opportunities, and challenges of the country's membership in CARICOM. The CARICOM Review Commission was launched on June 28 by Prime Minister Andrew Holness. It comprises members from a wide cross-section, including the private sector, academia, business, finance, and trade unions.
I decided to set up this commission because after 50 years of independence as a nation, and after more than 30 years at attempting regional integration, I believe it is time that we take a second look at the institutions which frame the architecture of the Jamaican state.
Mr. Holness points out that the commission was not established with the intention to lay any groundwork for Jamaica to chart its path out of CARICOM.
This is about strengthening Jamaica's position within the regional integration process, which is absolutely important for Jamaica's economic growth and development for the next 50 years.
Chairman of the newly formed commission, Bruce Golding, says the call for the review is timely, noting that the panel will be taking a structured approach to fulfilling its broad mandate. This, he says, includes utilizing a huge body of work comprising reports, research, and studies that exist on CARICOM.
Naturally, we will have to evaluate the performance of CARICOM, its successes and its failures, and where it has failed, to seek to identify the reasons for that failure and if and how that failure can be rectified. And specifically, we are charged to examine the role that Jamaica has played in CARICOM and the impact that CARICOM has had on Jamaica's development.
Mr. Golding says a key matter for the Commission's consideration is whether the initial Treaty of Chagaramus that was negotiated for CARICOM's establishment in 1973 or its subsequent revision in 2001 has responded to the vast global changes occurring over the past 43 years. Other topical issues for exploration include trade practices, the treatment of Jamaicans traveling to other CARICOM countries, contrasts emerging between CARICOM strategies and goals and those of individual countries, and how these can be reconciled.
Importantly as well, we have been mandated to examine Jamaica's current economic relationships with other countries within the wider Caribbean area. We have been asked to look at potential new relationships and how those are affected by our participation in CARICOM.
With the CARICOM Review Commission in place, members of the public are invited to submit their suggestions about Jamaica's membership in the regional body. Mr. Golding says submissions from the public will add objectivity to the Commission's review process, as well as provide a more comprehensive view of the nation's position on the matter.
I think it is important for us to know what the ordinary Jamaican citizen feels about CARICOM and what do they think and how can that inform us in terms of the way forward.
Submissions to the 18-member committee can be sent to CARICOM Review Pub at mfaft.gov.jm on or before September 30. The email should include the sender's full name and contact information. Recommendations should not be in the body of the email, but should be an attached Word or portable document format, PDF document.
All attorneys to whom court cases are assigned are in private practice and are committed to represent all clients vigorously and fearlessly. A message from the Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.